Our second scripture reading today comes from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, and it's supposed to be verses 1 to 10. Listen now for the word of God. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you have received the Spirit. You who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right. For we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Now, two basic methods that child psychiatric therapists use with their child patients and then teach to those patients' parents are natural consequences and positive behavior modification. Now, on the child psych unit at the University of Iowa Hospitals, where I was for a number of years before I moved out to San Francisco in the 80s, whenever an autistic child looked at one of our staff people straight in the eye, we would immediately give them an M&M or something that they enjoyed eating immediately to give positive reinforcement for looking at you straight in the eyes. And that really worked. It really helped the kids learn to focus. And then after a while, you didn't have to give them anything as a reward. They got enough of a reward from the response that you gave. And then when a child made their bed in the morning, they received a sticker on a sticker chart that added up to a reward at the end of the week. And I used this with my own children at home, too. I had a sticker chart on the refrigerator. Did any of you all do that, too? Oh, good. I wasn't the only one. I know my kids sometimes would tease me that they were being guinea pigs for the child psych nurse that had always done this. And then if a hyperactive child, self-controlled, an impulsive outburst by turtling is what we called it, which meant putting their head down on their school desk and taking slow, deep breaths, the child was rewarded with verbal congratulations, and we helped them see that they physically felt better too after taking deep breaths and then thinking about how they were going to respond to what just happened instead of just impulsively like hitting another kid or running out of the room or yelling at the teacher. And turtling, sometimes we'd have to cue the kids then when we could see that they weren't doing it themselves and just say, turtle, and they would turtle. And it was really cute to see them learn that. And it helped them a lot in school because the teachers would get exasperated otherwise. So after the kids had been on the child psych unit for a number of weeks, we would go out to the schools then and teach the teachers and teach the parents how to do these techniques. All of these are examples of positive behavior modification. But natural consequences are also excellent for natural behavior modification. And we have natural consequences that we deal with every day. But we don't always make a connection between our behavior and then the consequence. For example, I feel hungry and I have pain in my stomach. I eat a sandwich and no more hunger pains. That's a natural consequence. But also, road rage ends up being a natural consequence of bad driving sometimes. Sometimes we try to explain away the consequence of our actions because we hate to take responsibility for our mistakes, and it's easy to try to blame someone else. If you had parents that modeled not admitting mistakes or not apologizing, then it is probably harder for you to accept responsibility for mistakes, even though we all make them. It's very common to see kind of the intergenerational connections. If you had parents that were cold and unloving, then that often leads to cold and unloving children as well. Unless another adult role model comes into their lives to show them a different way. Sometimes it's a school teacher, a music teacher, for instance. That's why tutoring or being like a big brother or a big sister is so important too. That other person coming into their life, showing them how to be empathic and controlling of their behavior and loving and caring and how to make apologies for mistakes. That's a really important thing for kids to learn how to do. The world is basically governed by the law of natural consequences. And it is connected to the idea that you reap what you sow and to the law of attraction. Some of you may have read some of the books about the law of attraction that have become very popular. And it says that how you behave and what you think about causes good or bad things to happen in your life. Natural consequences. We reap what we sow when it comes to, for example, absorbing now microplastics into our bodies, since we have put massive amounts of plastic waste pollution in our oceans and into our air. Natural consequences. The law of attraction. Reap what you sow. All of these philosophies come from biblical prescriptions. The law of attraction, for instance, is if you focus on negative, doom, and gloom, you will remain under that cloud. But if you focus on positive thoughts and have goals that you aim to achieve, you will likely find a way to achieve them. And that comes from Philippians 4:4. Rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. You know, the wonderful Philippians 4 chapter. And then it talks about the consequence of that is the peace that surpasses all understanding. When you find ways to rejoice in everything. The reap what you sow scriptures too can be found beyond Galatians. Hosea 10:12 says, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. And Proverbs 6 says, a wicked man devises evil continually. He sows discord. Therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. And Job 4:8 says, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. So why was it so important for Paul to teach these things then to the new church forming in the region called Galatia? Galatia was in the eastern middle of what is modern-day Turkey today. And if the Galatians could get Christianity right, it would provide powerful role modeling for all the surrounding developing Christian communities. So if you look at this image, there's an image that we have of where Galatia is. And you can see probably Cappadocia pretty easily. Galatia is up to the left in the center there from Cappadocia. And that area now is in modern-day Turkey, close to where Ankara is. So you can see that it's in the center of everything, pretty much. And so if these people were behaving the way that new Christians were to behave, it would spread out from there and help others learn how to be that way. This whole passage teaches us about behavior and the way of being that promotes the best natural consequences, such as peace and harmony with others. First, though, this passage addresses how to help a church family member who sins or has a transgression. that person is to be restored in a spirit of gentleness. And this first lesson reminds us to be humble because it says we too can be tempted to sin. And then second, Paul encourages the church in Galatia to bear one another's burdens. Truth for us today too. None of us are an island. And the natural consequence of someone being burdened, say with poverty, then that ends up affecting all of us. We are all affected by one another's burdens. So we should help lighten our neighbor's load, which will eventually lessen our burdens as well. We are all connected. And then at the end of this short passage, Paul talks about the reap what you sow philosophy. And then he adds, but do not tire of helping those in need. There is something called compassion fatigue. And I think when we have news now from around the world bombarding us all the time about earthquakes and disasters and tsunamis and things, we are more aware of what's happening to people. And even if we have the best of intentions and we try to help everyone who crosses our path, we can become numb to the pain in the world. When we're bombarded by it constantly, it's hard not to. But Jesus shows us the importance of getting away alone to pray and to maybe leaving the needy for a while to re-energize. That helped him, enabled him to have the power again, to heal again, and to not give up, but to take time to take care of himself. If you have helped people over and over again, and you're beginning to think nothing is going to get better and nothing's going to change, then it may be time for you to make a change, to find a new group to help, or to step back and take care of yourself. Pray that God open a new door or help you see those you are helping in a new light. Reap what you sow is also an adage that applies to our own bodies. You walk around carrying a temple of the Holy Spirit. You are a walking temple. So treat your temple well. Clean it up, dress it up, feed it well, and get plenty of sleep. Your temple is a vessel that carries the Holy Spirit's blessings out into the world. If you're having trouble being positive reinforcers of God's love, then you may need to step back and take care of your temple and think about how you can build yourself back up again so then you can step out and help others again. This body is the only one you have. When the liver shuts down trying to process too much alcohol, when the arteries get clogged up with too much fat and cholesterol from a poor diet, when your brain doesn't function as well because you're not exercising, then you are contributing to the destruction of your one and only holy temple. That's the natural consequence. So do not grow weary of caring for yourself, so you can care for others. God wants you to live a long and healthy life. We reap what we sow. Sow wisely. Amen.